Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 561. My name is Will Coons. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello. Thank you for being flexible today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. So I guess I'm just going to tell people, even though I probably don't have to, because with the technology that we have now, we could just go on. I could live stream this. Nobody would even know that we weren't live. I did that once, though, and felt bad because Garrett, our old buddy Garrett, gave us a super chat, and I didn't acknowledge it, and I felt really bad about that last time I did it. So I want you to know, full disclosure, we are not here. We're banking this episode because we're both gone on Wednesday and for a few days after that. Now, where are you right now? It's because this is the, after all, today is the 26th. Of March.
Yes, it is boyfriend's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes. He's going to be middle-aged.
How old?
44.
44. Wowie, mm-hmm. Wowie. Well, mm-hmm. It's good solid number, 44.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a little pizza party.
Nice.
Maybe somebody had a gift certificate to Cold Stone. So guess what you're getting? A mother having ice cream cake.
Love that.
Yeah, buddy. So,
you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a big fan of the ice cream cake. Separate but equal. Ice cream and cake separate.
I think I have to disagree.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I like it. The thing that's annoying about ice cream cake is it can't be on display. You can't just like have it out. You know what I mean? Like a cake you just have out for a while before and after. This, it's like it's out. Happy birthday. You cut, you eat, back in the freezer. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But it's also going to be like pretty much free. So that makes my little Jewish heart very happy.
Well, that I can understand. I definitely for you there. So just a full disclosure. So what we'll do, we're just going to do a half an hour. We're not going to do bonus time today due to time constraints because we have to record last week's episode right after this. Mm-hmm. Good opportunity to, and by the way, this will be on Substack Wednesday. So Substack subscribers, everybody's going to get it early. So it's you can subscribe for free. I don't know if you know this, but hmbradio.substack.com, if you go there, you'll get the whole episode in its entirety early, 4 days early, as a matter of fact. So that's pretty cool. And it'll be audio only there. Or you can wait, willsyoutube.com's Rumble and Facebook we're also at. So find us. There's a link down there in the description. Now, this is a good opportunity to do something evergreen. Things that have happened or are happening now or will happen soon. But we can just talk about them whenever, right? That's what evergreen is. Am I correct?
Yes.
So you found some things. Thank you for that. I found this one, and I don't know how you feel. You're saying you got a gift card for an ice cream cake, and that made you very happy because it's free. Now, let me ask you a question. When you go and place the order, now, how are you going to order? Are you going to order online, or are you going to go into the store?
No, I'm going to call on the phone.
Okay, you're going to call on the phone.
Please. When I talk to a human being, I get their name.
Right.
Mary, good. Because if something goes wrong, I'm coming after Mary. I spoke with Mary.
Is Mary, you know, the person who's going to suffer the wrath here? Are you going to be talking to an employee at Cold Stone? Or are you going to be talking to the GM of Cold Stone for the region?
Whoever answers the phone. I mean, I'm just ordering a cake and saying happy birthday, Chris, on it. Shouldn't be too complicated, but, and you know, you got to do it 24 hours beforehand, but I'm going to do it today to make sure that it's ready for next Wednesday. I don't like leaving anything to chance.
Yeah. You know what? We had to buy a cake recently because one of my lady, my partner, as I like to call her, Julia, is on a board, and it's for like a nature conservatory type of thing. And the only people that are on boards like that are elderly folks, typically retirees, because they just have the time to volunteer for these services. And one of the guys, it was it's for Egmont Key primarily. Egmont Key was devastated by, well, both of those hurricanes last year. But there was a guy, this guy, Tom, who just lived out on the island. Old guy now. He's been there for like 20 years or something like that. He wanted to die on the island, and the whole place got devastated. So now he's not working on the island anymore. And that obviously, I think he's retiring because of that.
Wait, hold on. So was he living on the island?
Yes. Yep. He was like
his boat or like...
No, he had a pilot house, like a kind of a shack type of thing on the island. And he would kind of, you know, get on his ATV and make sure people aren't messing with the gopher tortoises or in the bird preserve that's there on that side of the island. Make sure they're not messing with the nesting and all that. But now the island's just totally messed up. So we wanted to get him a cake, or that was something that Julie was tasked with, was getting a cake. Now, I know you're not from Florida originally, but certainly you obviously know about Publix. You've frequented Publix many times. And I remember being a kid getting cakes from Publix, and they weren't just cakes, they were decorated cakes. Like, you could get stuff put on them, you know, themed type of cakes. I don't think that that's a thing anymore, because the instructions on the order form that my partner Julia put on there was like a scene with bird, like birds and stuff, and like a shoreline, like Egmont Key. Essentially. They got a call. He got a call from the Publix representative there in the bakery, and they said, "You can't do it. It's too hard. We can't do that. We don't know how to do that." And she goes, "You don't know how to make a bird." They go, "It's just too complicated." That seems like it wasn't a thing pre-COVID even, but you know, nobody knows how to do anything. So she goes, "Look, I'll, you know," they asked for like a payment, like a $10 payment or something to make a bird on there. And she was like, "Fine." And she's like, "Look, just try your best." And they did a pretty good job.
Okay. I thought you were just going to go the other way.
Everybody was very happy with it. I saw it. I went, "Not bad." I wasn't as like, "Wow, this is," but that's not my personality either. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So I wasn't blown away by this bird on the cake. However, I was like, "All right, that's good enough." So I wonder if, so you're just doing a very simple decoration. So it shouldn't be, it's just a name.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah.
Maybe an exclamation point. I think one needs to be on there. But, and if they were like, "We can't do that," I'd be like, "Just give me the cake."
Yeah.
I don't care. It's fine.
I think they should be able to handle that, but that was very disappointed to learn about, because obviously Publix is gets a lot of good press, some bad press. They did have die-ins in their store because I believe Publix gave money. One of the
die-ins? What is that?
That's where activists go in and play dead and act like they're dead from gun violence. Because I think one of the like daughters
died in
yeah, okay. Because she gave money to DeSantis or something. So
got it. Okay.
Person, and you got to disrupt the stores. It's insane. But anyway, so Publix gets a lot of good press, particularly for their items. And I was a little taken aback. I don't know if it's since COVID or before then, because I don't remember ever buying a cake from there recently. But anyway, long story short here. What I wanted to get to. So you place the order with Cold Stone. You're going to pick up the cake. Now, are you paying for the cake on the phone, or are you going to be paying for it when you pick it up?
I don't know. I haven't done it yet. I was supposed to do it today. I guess I will still have some time. If not, I'll do it from the airport tomorrow. I just don't like last minute oopsies. And especially when I am the party, like I'm the one ordering the pizza and getting the drinks and doing the cake. So I don't want to disappoint the family, but I'll get it done either today or tomorrow. But I was thinking about that. I don't know. And I even went yesterday because it's two different gift cards. Both are $15. And I wanted to make sure that they were still worth $15. It was a gift from like that someone sent in when I worked at Bubba's. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, Bubba didn't use them and give them to me or something. So just want to make sure there's still money on the card. There is. It's all good. So we're gonna get a cake.
So is the card going to cover the entire cost of the cake?
No. It's a $40 cake. So I'll pay $10, which is fine.
Okay. That's
cool. For a cool cake.
Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah. For sure.
So what's your feelings towards tipping at this point?
Oh.
If you're paying for something and a gift card.
Well, when you're tipping and you have a gift card?
And you're picking it up. You're not even using the facilities there to eat it. You're just kind of picking it up and leaving. Because undoubtedly, and this is what this next story is about, they're going to ask for if you want to tip. Now, obviously, it's not mandatory, but typically on the new machines, they flip a screen out at you. And I go, there's just some information there. If you just go ahead and touch the numbers, and I'll say like 10% tip. Now I've noticed they're doing like 20s the bottom. Some of them are doing 25-30% at some of these places for a tip. And then obviously the big bar at the bottom says no tip. And you can obviously hit that.
No. There's another option, friend. And I don't know if it's hiding. It's probably hiding, but it says custom.
Custom, right.
That's my favorite kind of tip, because guess what you're getting? Probably $2, maybe.
So you get a tip if you're picking up?
No. Here's the thing. If you're picking up and you haven't paid, you don't have to tip. But if you pay before you pick up, you don't want them spitting in your food.
That is, now can they see it? Do you know, you worked in restaurants, can they see if you left no tip on the receipt?
Oh, immediately, of course.
You can.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's why I want to ask if I can pay when I get there. That's the move. I don't want them messing with my cake knowing that I'm this Jew bag that didn't want to leave a tip.
Now, so, we should say to listeners of Radio St. Pete, Anna is Jewish.
Oh, like, yeah. Should disclose that. Yes, I am Jewish, full Jewish on both sides, born in Israel, the whole nine yards. So if anybody can make a joke, an off-color joke about Jews, it is me. So,
well, this story is about...
Look at my coaster, bro. You see what that says?
No. Hold on. Let me get rid of this. I still can't see it. Still can't see it.
Okay. Well, it's a city. It's a coaster of Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem, which can't see. Yes.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
So the tipping thing is going to, and that makes me a little nervous, because I actually did place an order because I'm sick of it. And I think a lot of people, which is what the story is about. We're going to play it here in a second. It's from Fox 13. I'm tired of the tipping. I always went with, if you're picking up, you know, and if it's somebody boxing up your food, like an expo type of situation, 10%. Now, if you're eating at a restaurant, 20%. I don't even.
What? What? Hold on.
Yeah.
If the service is good, you know what I mean? Like, we're all like, I tip 20%. No, it should depend on the experience. Sometimes, like, if I go to a mom and pop, especially, and the food is as ethnic as the people that work there, like the owner is like straight from Lebanon or something like that. Dude, we got a place by our house, Little Euro, owned by an Egyptian dude, you know, doesn't really speak English that well. I've tipped him 40%. Now, the bill isn't crazy, obviously, because we go there. But, you know, if I like the guy and he's cool and he like gives us extra hummus or pita or whatever and he's friendly, I'll give you a nice tip. But for just bringing food to the table, that I don't know if you should get just 20 off the bat.
Well,
it's all kind of part of our custom or our culture, though. So
it is messed up because these restaurants, you know, they don't have to pay their servers very much because they depend on tips. So like 20% is like the standard customary tip. Now it's like, if you really appreciate the service, that's when you go above and beyond, hit 25, 30, maybe even like you said, 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then 10% to just box it up. I feel like that's part of the deal. Like if you own a restaurant and you're boxing something up to go, why am I tipping on that? And I get it. It's because the expo person is working, not working and getting a wage. They're working on tips. So you get the 10%.
But
it's crazy, though. It's making me question everything. What's that?
That's not my problem.
It's
or then they'll just say, oh, well, then you shouldn't order out, or you should. No, leave me alone. I don't have to do anything.
Well, I think there needs to be a revolution here of just including it in the cost. Like, if you have to bump the food up, fine, to pay your workers' wages.
Yeah.
That's what Europe and everybody else on the planet does. But for some reason here in America, you know, I love America. I hate pretty much every other country, but they do some things I can't really argue with. Because I went and I had a very nice, I took my family out because it was my mom's birthday a few weeks ago.
Okay.
We went to Bascom's steakhouse. Very nice place.
Or on par with like Outback or?
No, way better.
Way better.
I would say if you're in Pinellas County, it's probably the place to go for a steak.
It's like the Burns of Pinellas.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
Bascom's?
Yeah, Bascom's Chop House, I think it's called.
Okay.
Really good. But, you know, it was a situation where we had six people, and the server at the end of the dinner, he came out and he said, just to let you know, if you had six or more, the tip was included. So you don't have to worry about the tip.
And I guess how much it cost?
Yeah, you can.
And you drink. Like, you probably had some wine.
No. I actually didn't. I had two beers.
Okay.
I looked at the whiskey list because typically at places like that, they do have very nice whiskeys there. And they did. However, they were very expensive. Way more than I was willing to pay, particularly because I was, you know, taking my fam out.
So. Yeah, yeah. For six people at a steak. Six people?
Yes. Why is
it? Okay, I know it was your mom.
It was my mom.
Your stepdad.
My stepdad, my partner, Julia, and then my uncle and his wife.
Oh, and you paid the whole thing?
That's right.
Oh, dude, four.
Maybe hold on, I can already tell you. I can already tell you.
422.
Higher. Yeah.
Okay. Five sixteen.
A little higher.
Okay. I'm having a visceral physiological reaction to these numbers.
Right.
532.
Higher. I'll just tell you, I think it was around $580 with the tip included and everything. Yeah, but that's what it costs to go out to dinner. And I'll never eat again.
I would never. I would just die.
It was tough getting that bill, like to see that number.
But dude, I think I have heartburn. You paid $580.
Kind of. I'll tell you what I did. Okay. I used my credit card points.
Oh, so okay.
I use my credit card, you know, for pretty much everything, and that way you get points, and then I just pay off the balance real quick.
So it was $550. Like, how many?
Well, no, I had enough credit card points to redeem it for cash back, so I got the whole thing covered.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. So that I just used my credit card points. So that's it really didn't cost
awesome. Me. Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't that bad. I kind of wish I would have got a bourbon if I knew, because I was expecting it to be higher than that, to be quite
higher.
Yeah.
So what was the bill was probably what, like $480? And then
I think it's a 20% tip. So whatever minus 20% of that.
Yeah.
Is. So I think, but you know what? But anyway, long story short was that I appreciated that I didn't have to worry about the tip at that point. It was just included in the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Sign your receipt and leave. And I think that, you know, obviously it's just
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
Because if the service is bad.
Well, why is gratuity just included? Like, you're forcing me to pay something that I'm supposed to be gratuitous with, which is the tip. Now, yeah. Like you said, if they just bumped up the cost of everything, the steak was an extra $10, the drinks were $3 extra, whatever. Okay. But you're not forcing me to Like you're forcing me to reward good service when I haven't even had, it's not guaranteed. The good service isn't guaranteed. No, I mean, it kind of is because you're at a nice steakhouse, but how do you eat that stuff? You're making something that should be voluntary, involuntary, mandatory.
Right.
And I got beef with that. I don't like that.
I get it. Let's watch this because a new Florida bill could be kind of changing the way that we tip here in the near future. If it plays. Hello? Are you going to play?
And you bring up a great question about, you know, pediatric concerns. And is this...
Okay, that's not the video. That should be legal. The what? Video has nothing to do with the story.
Oh, yeah. That is annoying. That's... I'm a little concerned that the person that they're going to have on talking about this change, their name is going to be like David Cohen. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
No, not Josh Bernstein.
Oh no,
he's got some words to say about Tiffany.
And he's got the full yarmulke on too. He's he's stupid. He's ridiculous. I can't do voices.
Yeah, I can't either.
Oy vey. Okay. Oh,
it gets so dry.
So a bill in the Florida House, if passed, could change the relationship between patrons and restaurants when it comes to tipping and service fees. HB 535, titled the Public Lodging and Public Food Service Establishments, clarifies the terms under which diners may be removed from restaurants if they do not pay their bill. Okay. And a recent amendment that was added addresses automatic tipping and service charges. So the bill really is like, if you don't pay for your meal, they can kick you out, which is crazy that they can't do that already. I don't know how that works.
They can't. What do you mean if you kick you out?
Yeah. It says the clarifies the terms under which diners may be removed from restaurants if they do not pay their bill. I don't
That's
really know.
Really, because most times people dine and dash. Like you want to keep them there so that the police come, not that you kick them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's some sort of legal mumbo jumbo that they're working on. Okay. I will say that the interesting part was the recent amendment that was added to address the automatic service charges. So diners would no longer need to pay a required gratuity or service charge if the quality of the service they received was not satisfactory.
No.
So I didn't know that you had to tip as it was. I thought you could just click no tip.
No, that's... No, the service can be excellent. You can still not tip. Why is that? How is that a law that you have to tip? What is this amendment to? So what's going to happen if I don't tip?
So maybe
call the cops. Like,
I'm thinking it might be the scenario like I just had where it was over six people and the tip was already included. Maybe they won't do that anymore. It says a guest may not be required to pay an automatic gratuity or service charge if the guest complains about the quality of the service provided. That's what the amendment text says. Automatic gratuity or service charges may only be included for part. Okay, that's exactly what it is. It's the scenario that I just had. Whereas the six or more guests, the gratuity is already included. The legislation will also require restaurants to disclose who is receiving the gratuity or service charge and break down the percentages. Let's see, a spokesman with the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association told Fox News Digital that the organization opposes the amendment. They said, we understand that customers may be experiencing tip fatigue because they are feeling compelled to tip, even when historically no tip would be warranted. However, many restaurants in Florida and across the United States use service charges as a key tool for ensuring service and success. 9 out of 10 Americans believe that tipping culture in the United States has gotten out of control, according to a recent Wallet Hub study. 83% of Americans believe that automatic tip service charges could be banned, while about half of Americans said that they often tip because of social pressure rather than for good service, which I think is what those screens are.
Hold on. When you're saying, scroll up a bit. When it says automatic, what is it, tips? What did it say? Believe the automatic service charges should be banned. Yeah. Okay. What is automatic service charges? Is that like a tip, a gratuity, or is that like a different charge, a different fee?
It must be like a fee that's hidden in the bill.
Yeah. Cause I will sometimes see like a service fee, which I assume like goes to the back of the house or, you know, something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But people are complaining. It's like with everything, they say coffee, pickup food orders, which is what I was saying, fast food and farm. Yeah, like fast food, like, come on. I mean, that's insane. And they're making, they're fought for 15. Now they're fighting for $20 an hour. Like,
and they want a tip. Yeah, no way, dude.
It's your job. Like, that's your job. You're getting paid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know it's not like, it's tough. Believe me, mm-hmm. I hate out there, but I don't know.
It's so random because some things you don't tip for ever. Like, I would never check out at Publix, for example. And they can't even accept tips, but let's just say it's Winn-Dixie or whatever. You don't give tips to the cashier.
Yeah.
Which does a lot more work than, say, someone at Chipotle who's just sitting at the cash register, maybe.
It's weird. I don't know. It is a unique thing when there typically is like food or beverage involved. That's when it becomes like this is a tipping scenario.
Yeah, and like you're supposed to tip your hairdresser.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to tip the garbage man, but some people do in New York, like as a Christmas thing, you have to tip the doorman or give them, you know, Christmas gifts like that. My dad asked a weird question so my dad is retired. I got my dad on creatine. I don't know if you know what that is, a supplement. My dad disclosed today, we had a brief phone call. He said, I'm getting too strong. But he said.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, I think I'm getting too strong. My dad's about to be 70 in June.
Holy moly.
He's complaining that he's too strong. I've never heard anyone, especially a man, complain that they're too strong. And it's
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but is he also doing anything else, like perhaps a testosterone replacement?
He's not doing TRT. He's not taking steroids. He's not taking Tren, Anavar. He's just on creatine, but he has apparently incredible genetics, and it's now made him too strong.
Next time your dad comes into town, we need to do a video where I arm wrestle him.
Which is great. I was actually just going to talk to you about that. My dad is coming to town about a week after Easter. So
good.
Yeah. Okay. So that would be cool if we could all get together. So he's retired. And when you're retired and you can acquire silver sneakers, I guess, and you can join any gym for free.
Whoa.
For free. So my dad doesn't just join one gym. My dad goes to LA Fitness. My dad goes to Crunch Fitness. My dad goes to Stretch Lab. My dad is doing Pilates.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Yes. So he went to Stretch Lab, which I don't know if you're familiar with this. I've seen them, a few of them around town. I guess they just stretch you.
Yeah.
And my dad asked me the tipping question. He goes, am I supposed to tip someone that stretches me? I go, I have no clue. That's now, like, I got to tip my, like, it's kind of like a trainer. I don't know. So I told him, I'm like, this is new territory. But when in doubt, I guess throw a few shekels their way, right?
Well, I think we need to do the due diligence here and ask Google.
Yeah.
Do you tip at Stretch Lab? And I want to go to Stretch Lab bad.
So you're familiar with it? Like,
I am.
Okay.
I want to go. Okay, so it does say tipping at Stretch Lab, like any other wellness service, is not mandatory, but it is common
and encouraged. Yeah.
For good service.
Mm.
So now he knows.
Yes. I think my dad felt somewhat obligated to do that because he knows that they know that he's getting it for free.
That's kind of cool. You get to go to Stretch Lab. That's not even him, really.
Yeah, it's crazy. He can join as many as he wants for free, which is just so funny how it's really like inspired my dad to try all these different exercise modalities. My dad's never done Pilates, but then if you're like, hey, it's free, my dad's like, I'm gonna do Pilates.
Sure. I mean, it's better than, you know, a lot of other hobbies. So you can
have. Absolutely. It's awesome. It's just funny.
He is working out. I'm not really working out right now. I'm just walking right now.
Good. Day. That's something.
But I haven't been like, you know, doing any sort of resistance training. So I'm definitely not as strong as I was last time he was here. So that makes me a little nervous that he might in fact beat me.
Well, you got about, oh no, you don't. You have 5 weeks to get in the shape of your life so you can beat my dad in an arm wrestling competition.
All right, good. Well, you can look for that on willsyoutube.com. That'll be coming out. The Rumble and the Facebook page, HMB Radio on Facebook. And Rumble is, I think, HMB Radio too. All one word, HMB Radio. Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, one word. And Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. That's a good way to support the show if you feel so inclined. There is a free membership there as well. So I'd encourage you to please sign up there. As we accumulate people, we're going to be doing some things over there. It's just taking a long time because we're a little itty-bitty channel right now. But we're building slowly but surely. And you can go subscribe at willsyoutube.com. Subscribe everywhere you can. Podcast, all that stuff. It's on iTunes and you get the free 30 minutes there. There's a lot of stuff going on. So we didn't even really get to anything else, which is kind of good. This is just the tipping app. So I'm saying no more tips. Included in the price of the service or the item or whatever you're buying. And if it's too expensive, I won't buy it. I won't go out to eat if it's too expensive for me. But at least I know what it costs.
Hold on. And the
people aren't going to be expecting a tip.
Hold on a second. TIP is an acronym.
Yes.
What does it stand for?
To ensure prompt service, I believe is what it stands for. Are you looking it up?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Ensure prompt service, which is funny because you should then be tipping before. Like, yeah. Which makes sense. And that is kind of makes way more sense if you throw, you know, concierge or
like a valet.
Yeah, valet, something like that. Or if you have like a bartender at the beginning of the night. So that when it gets busy later and there's a line of people, you just ignore them and you go to the guy that gave you $100 at the beginning of the night to ensure prompt service.
You are right. And actually, we're pre-recording this. You're going to be out of town. I'm out of town. I'm going on a bachelor party cruise, right? Oh,
when do you leave for that?
I'm leaving. Well, technically, it would be tomorrow when this airs. Well, no, because this won't 27? Air until Sunday, so I'll be gone. So I'm going to be leaving on the 27th. Okay. And I'll be back that Monday the 31st. But and I actually heard this Anthony Cumia talk about this because he's a cruise person.
Yeah, I heard about it actually from Chris as well about Anthony Cumia.
So he what he does on cruises, now he's big balling. I mean, I'm very micro scale, but he had a good idea of what he does. He gets the Mac Daddy room, you know, it's the best room on the boat. I don't have that. I get a regular cabin, right? So I'm not going to have the concierges that he's going to have access to. But if I find the person who tends to be around a lot, who's taking care of the room, what he does is he gives that person $1,000 and he just says, I want prosciutto. And I think it's cantaloupe and prosciutto every morning. And he has it every morning. And they call, do you need anything? What can I get you? So I'm going to do a micro version of that. Maybe like $50 when I first get to my little cabin and see if I get some sort of, you know, concierge in training or a housekeeper or whatever, in case I need some towels or something, or if I need anything.
But can't, okay, this is my Jew brain trying to figure this out. Can't you just get that anyways? Can't you just call and ask for towels?
But it's going to be, but the point is, I suppose you could.
Do you need towels right now?
Everything, it's done before you even need to ask for it. It's just everything's taken care of. Everything that you possibly need. So he's got the fresh breakfast in the morning waiting for him.
Don't you get that anyways?
No, not necessarily. Not delivered to your door necessarily. What he's saying is, I want this every morning. And it's there for him. Now, he could call for it, wait until, obviously he's going to get, I'm sure in that scenario, he's going to have, you know, we need to rush this. He gets first priority. He's paying for the Mac Daddy you know, $30,000 room or whatever. But it's just, you know, it's amazing. Like, don't steal from me. Here's $1,000. Don't steal anything. Don't. It's like insurance. You know, you got somebody kind of watching your back on this.
Okay.
You're tipping to ensure prompt service. That's what you're. That's what the tip was made for, as we alluded to. Listen, I don't know.
I understand, and I was actually had Anthony Kumi in mind when I was talking about, you know, giving the person money on the front end of things. It's just, I could never. I don't mind walking 50 feet and doing it myself.
Right.
That's my Jew brain is like, but I can just go grab the food myself. I don't need to tip or even pay. I would love to be in a restaurant where it's just me and the chef, you know, and there's no waiters or anything. I can just go pick it up. And they
you order, it comes on the conveyor belt. You get it and you move on, or Kava.
Yeah, exactly. But now those people want a tip. But I would, even in a restaurant situation, imagine just like an Olive Garden where you go and then, you know, they have a little number. And as soon as your food's ready, they put it on the whatever, the shelf?
Yeah.
And then you just pick it up and then they just have like a line of cutlery and a line of sauce and a line of pepper and a line of salt. And you just grab whatever you need. And I don't have to ask. I hate asking for things.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you, but you know, it's just different.
I get it.
All these different things. But anyway, we're over time here. I don't want to make anybody late on Radio St. Pete. I believe Frank Breer is up next. So we're going to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. We're going to say goodbye to everybody. Anna, safe travels. Hopefully I'm alive and we'll see you back live on the 2nd of April.
Hey.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.